The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Where do you think the Rockets rank in the league in three-pointers attempted per game?
They're probably right near the top.
They are number one.
Wow.
Number two is Golden State, and they shoot 29 per game. The difference is Golden State also number two in percentage at 39.8, so right under 40%, which is amazing.
It's also why they're 9-0 in the Rockets,
right?
4-4. Jeff Van Gundy there, talking about DeAndre Jordan and Greg Hardy.
He does make a good point that if you're booing DeAndre Jordan and you're going on Sunday and cheering for Greg Hardy, then you may have your priorities a little bit out of whack. Sports fans feel and do and say really dumb things.
Rooting against a guy who spurned you versus, oh, suddenly I'm going to root against my own player. It's just a different animal.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the stuff you heard there, and a lot of other good stuff, including a Bob Arum appearance, sort of, all available on podcastarena.com. Go check it out. Full show podcast now there. And if you're just getting out of your car and you want to keep listening, there's the TuneIn Radio app. There's the ESPN Radio app. You can also listen at ESPN975.com. And a couple of quick things. Justin in Anchorage says he rides his bike to the Port Swing, and it's only 3 miles max. And I looked it up. It's like a 20-minute bike ride. So that's perfect. That's perfect, John. That's not too far. 20 minutes is a good ride.
Jonathan says, did you guys see this article? The Mizzou kid that started the protest, his parents are worth $20 million. I read that today, and I understand that he, like, the hunger strike, of it started out over the cost of health care for the students on campus. Just because a guy who has money is standing up against something that's wrong doesn't mean that it's BS, you know.
Yeah, like,
does he need it? No, not necessarily. But I guarantee you, there are students. There are a lot of students at Missouri who don't have $20 million at home. And also,
and
keep
that,
in mind,
and that affected them. And he was standing up for them.
And let's also keep in mind that, I don't know how well off your parents are or yours, Jong. My parents have a pretty nice nest egg. That doesn't put anything into my pocket, and it stopped putting things into my pocket when I was 17 years old. So if my parents were millionaires, that doesn't make me a millionaire. It doesn't work that way. Not everybody's just handed money.
Yeah.
When they've got rich parents, that's not the way it works.
My wife's parents are extremely loaded.
Is your wife a millionaire?
Nope.
Oh, weird how that works, right?
And when she gets there, it's going to be because of me.
Right.
Not,
of course.
Yeah, but
not because her parents died.
No. No. And her mom's going to live to be 275 anyway.
Of course.
So, some breaking news. Would you like to know who won the Silver Slugger Awards?
I would love to.
It says embargoed. I got an email. It says embargoed until 7 p.m. Eastern Thursday. So we're past 7 p.m. Eastern, right?
Yep.
So
6 o'clock.
There is no embargo anymore. So I want that noted for the record. Anybody you care about in particular? I'll just tell you, Jose Altuve wins second base.
Okay.
Miguel Cabrera, first base. Xander Bogaerts, shortstop. Josh Donaldson, third. Brian McCann, catcher. Outfielders Mike Trout, Nelson Cruz, J.D. Martinez, former Astro, and D.H. Kendrys Morales in the American League.
All right.
National League, Paul Goldschmidt, first base. D. Gordon, second base. Brandon Crawford, shortstop. Nolan Arenado, third base.
That kid's a player.
Yeah, Buster Posey. Goldschmidt may be my favorite guy on this list.
He's
that
good
guy.
Too.
Buster Posey, outfielders, Bryce Harper, Andrew McCutchen, Carlos Gonzalez, Madison Bumgarner is your pitcher.
Yeah, when John Granato and I had our discussion about where he was ready to call basically Carlos Correa the best player in the whole wide world under 25, and you know he poo-pooed the fact that Bryce Harper might possibly be better than Correa, and I brought up Nolan Arenado, and he said, "Who?" Okay, it's not even the same conversation. You're trolling me now. That kid can play, 42 man.
42 homers and 130 RBI.
That kid. Well, this was before he hit 42 homers and 130 RBI. Yeah. But if you didn't know about that kid, now you're starting to figure it out.
How old is Goldschmidt? I guess he's 28.
He's a little bit older than
that. But that guy is such a player on such a crap team.
Yep.
Let's grab a quick phone call or two. Let's try Larry. What's up, Larry? Sports,
hey,
Larry.
Back in the 80s, Time magazine awarded its Person of the Year to the personal computer. I don't know if you remember that. So along the same lines, I'm wondering with the end of the year coming up, I know it's not what are the odds Wednesday, but what are the odds American Pharoah might win Sportsman of the Year from Sports Illustrated, or do you think it'll be Jordan Spieth or maybe someone else you can think of?
Jordan Spieth wouldn't make my list. I would say he's got a real shot at it, but you know,
what is the award?
Sportsman of the Year, just like the biggest sports story of the year.
Do you think we should give Sportsman of the Year to a horse?
Yes, I do. It's been done before.
It shouldn't be done.
But
Sportsman of the Year, like the sports human.
But I'll tell you who else deserves to be in that conversation are the two ladies we were arguing about earlier who should have got the ESPY, Serena Williams and Ronda Rousey. And I think if Ronda Rousey does what she's supposed to do Saturday night, now I don't know if she'll get recognized for that, but you know, I would vote for American Pharoah, but I'm a horse guy, so
I don't think horses should win human awards.
It's not really a human award. It's sports. It's basically a sports award.
Why isn't the jockey that rode him in this conversation?
Well, he didn't do anything except sit there and not fall off. He's not the reason.
He's not the star. I don't know about that.
Okay, is that?
I think, and we all know Caitlyn Jenner is going to win Sportsman of the Year.
Stop.
Everyone knows that.
Stop.
It's already predetermined. Naveen knows that. He knows that it's predetermined.
If he chops it off, fine. I'll give him the award.
Naveen, sports to you. Is that how you say your name?
I can't read the name.
Say it.
I think it's Naveen. Are you there, Naveen?
Yes. Hey, hello. Sports to you guys.
Sports to you. We saying your name right?
Thank you. Yes, I can hear you right now. Thank you.
Right.
I'd like to know what is the probability of LSU coming back this weekend and beating Arkansas, and what are the chances in the playoffs for LSU football?
I think LSU, listen, I don't want to say that they don't have any chance. I think that it's going to be a tough hill to climb. They should beat Arkansas because they're just better than Arkansas. But I don't know that they're going to be able to dig out of the hole. I think that this is the only game they're going to lose. I just don't know if they're going to be able to dig out of that hole from losing that one game and probably costing themselves a shot at the title game. I don't know that at Ole Miss and A&M and Arkansas, I don't know if those wins are good enough to make up for losing this late in the season.
They didn't fall far enough down to be out of it. I mean, you're sitting at 9 at this stage of the season. You have a chance, especially when you consider the Big 12 teams have to play each other.
Right.
You're going to have at least two of those teams are going to drop out.
The way you're going to get in, though, is if Alabama loses again.
That's your best chance, yeah. If Alabama loses and then LSU's playing Florida for the SEC title, they have a better chance to get in there. But I don't think you get Alabama and LSU in there. So you probably need Alabama to lose, unless all hell broke loose, which could happen. But I can't see a one-loss LSU that won a conference not getting in.
I agree with that. I just don't think Alabama's going to lose. So
I think if they're going to, it's this week.
You think so? I think this will be a close game, and I'll be on Mississippi State against the number. I think the best chance for them to lose is probably the Auburn game, just because it's a rivalry game and crazy things happen. But
and the guys return missed field goals for touchdowns,
yeah,
and stuff.
But I just don't think it's going to happen.
I just don't think that Auburn team is nearly as good this year.
And I also don't think Florida has a prayer in the world.
Not unless they can find an offense somewhere.
That quarterback? Oh, Alabama is already thinking about the things they could do to him.
Brutal. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Make sure you tune in tomorrow because we've started basically just drinking on the show on Fridays, and people have been providing alcohol with us. My good friends from Whitmire's are going to provide the alcohol tomorrow at 4:15, and they got some special stuff coming.
Karina says that Lamar Odom should win that award. He cheated death and saved his marriage thanks to drug and hookers. Sportsman of the year, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Do you think he saved his marriage, though? I mean, she's still...
Are they still married?
They're still married, but she's ruining James Harden's three-pointer.
That's true.
And
that's
probably his post-up moves.
Whose problem is that?
Well...
Not Lamar's.
Yeah, but if he's ruining some other guy's post-up moves...
Not Lamar's problem, bro.
I don't think you can... You're supposed to enhance a guy's moves, not ruin them.
No.
So, no, he's not...
You don't want to enhance your wife's boy toy's moves. You want to bring him down. If your wife was banging another dude, would you want him to have success or failure?
I wouldn't care because then I would have free reign to bang whatever I wanted.
Well,
so I wouldn't really care what the other one's doing. I'd be like, okay, fine, gloves are off, here we go.
But you kind of, if your wife's banging somebody else, you want him to, you know, especially someone who does the same job as you. Like,
well, but he doesn't do the same job as Lamar Odom because Lamar Odom doesn't play anymore.
No, but he did. I don't know.
Lamar Odom just spends money on hookers.
Like, if your wife was sleeping with Rich Lord, would you compare ratings? And then, like, would that make you more aggressive in the ratings war?
No, dude. She's got better taste than that. Come on. You need to pick somebody that would actually happen.
Adam Clanton.
Yeah.
Nick Wright. John Lopez. How about that?
Okay, I still think I think you need realistic.
Sean Pendergast.
So what am I supposed to be mad about? I don't understand.
I'm just saying, would it make you more or less competitive? You would want those guys to fail more if they banged your wife, right?
Nah, I wouldn't give a bleep.
Oh, well, see, you're not an average guy then.
I just would.
You're a honey badger. You don't care about anything.
No, I don't.
If you're going to stay married, though. Like, you're not in that situation.
But I wouldn't. I'd just be like, oh, okay, that's what you want. See right. ya.
In his situation, he's still married. Well, I think everybody wants their ex to, they want their ex's next guy to be less than them.
See, I don't care. Well, to me, once we're done, you're dead to me.
Not me. And that's why I hope, like, whenever our show ends, I hope your next co-host way worse than me. And you're like, damn, sure wish I still worked with AJ. He was a real pro.
I probably...
Who sometimes asked me about how would I feel if my wife was banging Rich Lord. Like a real pro.
Okay. I just can't get worked up over stuff like that. I just don't care.
John, what about you? If you and Teresa break up, you hope that she gets with somebody who's like less successful or less handsome than you, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Of course. It's human nature.
How do you care?
It's human nature, Fred.
You're upgrading. You're moving on to something better.
And I always, currently, I always try to be better than her ex.
Of course you do.
And, you know, I don't know necessarily where I am at the moment because I don't ask.
Have you ever asked about if he was a good lover?
No, I have not.
Have you wondered, though?
I mean, I think it's human nature. I think everyone wonders. Like, it's the same question you're asking Fred.
Right. But do you feel like... Do you think you'll ever ask her if you are better in bed than her last boyfriend, not want to know?
Probably eventually.
Are you sure you want to know?
I don't know.
She's not going to tell the truth.
Was her last boyfriend Asian also?
Yes.
You probably, you're okay then.
Okay, yeah.
Not,
you've been slanging it right?
I hope so.
You taking care of her needs or just yours?
Oh, no, I take care of her.
Okay, good job. So you're probably okay.
When you get old, you just don't care. I've been through too many marriages and too much crap to really care. That stuff doesn't bother me. I just worry about taking care of my own business. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. Ordinarily, we'd have the Willie B intro song here, but since we changed studios, it didn't make the transition with us, so we'll have to get it fixed.
Hello, friends.
What's up, Willie B?
You know what? My song does not deserve, that's funny you say that, Fred, to be on the radio, because after starting out 6-1, kind of like a starting pitcher, after the first 7 weeks, we were 6-1. We're on a 3-week slide right now, and if you'll give me 30 to 45 seconds, I think I'm going to put some, while we're on this little slide, because we like to be transparent, and everyone listening out there, you know, my big game last week was Tampa Bay against the Giants, because that was the dog that went on the road, came back home, still a dog, didn't get there. Hey, we're 7-14. 7-14 in the NFL in the last 3 weeks. How many services, Fred and AJ, seriously, come on and say we're 7-14 in the last 3 weeks?
No one does. No.
No one does it. And you know that. So bottom line is, we were up about 20, 22 units for the year. We're barely scraping even, because I got buddies that just put in what I put out. And even with juice and everything, we're back to break even. So give me 30 seconds. We're going to get to the games. I read something from a Harvard co-president, mathematician, statistical, whatever. He did this. I read the article because it said nothing's been like this in the NFL in the last 30 years. To make a long story short, which is hard for Willie B to do, to make a long story short, he did all these random things. Let's just say, oh, this team's been on the road 2 weeks, then they come back home or what. Kind of like my rules. Bottom line, it's the most random NFL season so far in the history of the NFL in the last 30 years, I should say. So bottom line is, I can't believe we started out so hot. We're taking on the chin in the last 3 weeks because of randomness. So we can look at this two ways. Is this the Sports Illustrated jinx, because now that this story is out, we got to stick to our rules? Or is this just a random year? We don't know. We're transparent. Let's talk about the games. We'll still tell you the rules. Let's go.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's start with the Texans on Monday night, because it's a pretty big number. Any rules that apply to them? And I would be tempted to take the Texans. I'm just so scared that we're going to see the Dolphins-Falcons version.
Yeah, and you know what? It's looking at the number, and I'm going to look at the number no matter what's going on. And it's kind of like last week scared me. Even though when we put out Washington as the big dog, it kind of moved up afterwards when I've seen that the big favorite gets there. Hey, this is one of the big ones of the weekend, and it's actually gone down from 11 to 10.5, 10. Because of that, like it, don't love it. Don't know if it's going to be the main play. I lean toward the Texans also. You know, it's one of those deals where do the Texans just keep Dalton's number, or does Dalton finally put a stamp hole on us, you know, after all the misery he's had with us? I think Bengals win, but I don't love the Texans and the points.
I've been in college, or in NFL football, I've been doing a lot of this buy low, sell high, and it's been working out pretty well for me. And the couple that jump out to me this week, well, first of all, going against the two undefeated teams in Tennessee, well, actually all three undefeated teams, because I do like the Texans to cover, but I like Tennessee plus 5.5 right now. And as difficult as it is to do every week, I'm probably going to be against the Patriots this week on the Giants plus 7 right now. And another one I like a lot too is the Dolphins against the Eagles. Do you think that those teams, have you noticed that pattern of teams that are flying high have not done as well against the number?
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from the Dolphins and the Eagles, AJ, just because I hate – and you say you like the Dolphins or the Eagles?
I like the Dolphins.
And I would lean that way just because Philly had, you know, the big marquee win, even though –
it's not much of a marquee win.
The very end. You know, shame on you, Fat Sack, because we had Cowboys. But bottom line, I would lean towards Dolphins there. There's actually rules going against all three favorites. All three undefeated teams. And I'm not just saying it because they're undefeated teams. Let's just start with the dadgum last week we lost with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, being a dog on the road, winning on the road as a dog, come back home as a dog. They lost to the Giants. Well, guess what? I got to stick to that rule. And with Mariota, I don't feel bad about it. I'm gonna pronounce right now, blow the whistle early. My favorite game of the weekend, the NFL. If you want to throw up, you can say, man, Fat Side's going to continue on this bad NFL streak. But no, I'm holding my ground. I like Tennessee plus the 5, 5.5. Dog that went on the road as a dog last week, come back home as a dog,
plus the points against Carolina. And I do like the Giants. They've had New England's number. They're getting healthier. The Patriots keep losing people. So let's just put it in the basket. The one thing that's worked all year for us is when we do the baskets. So let's take Tennessee, the Giants, and the Texans. I don't want to guarantee it, but I think we're 2-1 minimum. We have a chance to sweep the board.
Willie B, fatsideofthebacon.com. College football tonight, I'm kind of intrigued by this Virginia Tech line because when I first looked at it yesterday, Virginia Tech was +3.5 at Georgia Tech. It's down to 1.5 now. I hit a small one on Virginia Tech when it was 3.5. But you got any rules on that? Or is there anything on that game in particular?
Just moving with the line. We didn't put this out as a play. You've probably seen that, Fred and AJ, because you get my stuff. But just watching the line, as soon as it went from 3.5 to 3, the 2.5, I struck on it. In fact, I like both dogs tonight. And if you notice, in the last two nights, we've had nothing but favorites rule the board. So like it, don't love it on both dogs tonight with La and V-Tech. I think you're on the right side there. Both dogs, and might as well give it to the people. Love the Buffalo Bills. We put it out.
Oh,
we
too.
Put it out two nights ago, actually, when it was 2.5, 3. It's gone down to 1.5 also. So I think if you play all three dogs tonight, college and pro, worst case for 2-1, and we have a chance to sweep that docket also.
Couple games I like in college football. I'll just get your thoughts on them. I like Auburn. The line was even, and now it's -1.5 for Auburn. I like Auburn a lot in that game. And I usually, my best bet of the week in college usually isn't a big school game, but I love Oklahoma +3 against Baylor. This is the first defense Baylor's seen all season long, the first real competition they've seen all season long. And they're projected to win or expected to win. What are your thoughts on those two?
You know, it's funny, AJ, is you hadn't even gotten my college plays of the weekend yet. And last week we talked about the Washington-Utah game, and I kind of laid off that even though it was going towards the non-ranked team, whatever. But you did get my Middle Tennessee State favorite over Marshall, which was kind of one of my favorite games of the weekend. Getting back on track this weekend, the Auburn game reminds me of the Washington State game we talked about last weekend being the real team, and for that line to go to pick them to 1.5-2. I think Georgia's done. I think when they lost Chubb, they're just not the same Georgia team we've seen the last 5 years. They don't have the physicality. Bama proved that. I love your Auburn play. It's not even going to be a fat side play, but I love your Auburn. The line is acting like the Washington State line did last week against Arizona State. And then just, I'm going to say, blow the whistle right now, 4-2.5. I'm going to let you know, we hadn't put it out yet, Oklahoma, fat side's play of the week. Oklahoma, like we had Oklahoma State against TCU last week, Oklahoma right now, people listening to this, we do not rehearse this.
That's
we
true.
Have not talked to each other. Oklahoma, fat side college, play of the week. Oklahoma College, Tennessee Titans pros, fat side play of the week.
That makes me feel good because I'm heavy on both those games this week.
All right.
And you have not even seen our stuff yet.
I've not seen
it. This is really making me feel good also.
All right, so tell the people about what specials you got going for them, Willie.
Well, 249, you know, the people that have jumped on board lately, my gosh, we're going to make a big comeback because if you're 249 through Christmas, you know, if you don't have a profit with us when you buy your package, we're going to keep you going without having to pay any more. And my gosh, we haven't had to do that in 7-8 years. Last 3 weeks, people have just joined us. My gosh, we got some making up to do. But after talking to Fred and AJ, we're on the same wavelength on play that you know. Some other handful of plays that you don't know, 249. Thanks for asking, Fred. 249 all the way through Christmas Day, 249. FatsideOfTheBacon.com. Jump on board. Let's beat the man. Let's win some Dr. Peppers. Guys, I appreciate your time.
All right. Willie B, FatsideOfTheBacon.com. I prefer to just actually win real money.
Yeah, me
but
too.
But that's, you know, that's okay.
I like Dr. Pepper. I like that sugar-free Dr. Pepper. I try not to drink soda.
Yeah, I almost never drink soda. But yeah, you know what and that's one thing I've always admired about Willie. If he has a bad stretch, he tells you. He's not on here telling you this is his game of the year every single week.
Trust me, I know. I have to do the same thing.
Yeah,
the same on the radio.
Yeah. So,
and I'm much like Willie. I had a really good start to the season and have had a pretty rough patch. And I'm barely, I'm talking like not full units, like half units, quarter units above the Mendoza line, like of where I need to be profitable. So I'm barely hanging in there. A game I wanted to ask him about, didn't get a chance to. It's difficult for me to not take Memphis, and I feel like I should have learned my lesson now betting against the Cougs, against the spread, but last week
it paid off.
That's true.
And this one, I think, again, I think this is a field goal game. I really do.
Because what we always talk to RJ about this kind of stuff, and he says, what would the number have been a week ago?
Probably about UH3. I think they would have
maybe
had these,
three. Maybe.
I think they would have had these teams even and home field for UH minus three.
And if they weren't even, Memphis probably would have been projected. So it's probably 2.5, 3.
Yeah, maybe. But it's no more than three. Yeah, I mean that would be the absolute max.
And now it's 7.5
on
7. Oh,
yeah, I would definitely lean that way, and I. The thing is, they've been great against the spread all year. And then last week, I thought, hey, this Cincy team can score points. And, you know, they didn't cover. So, anyway, guys, you know what? You should do on Saturday? Why don't you go tour Whitmire's? They have tours every Saturday at 2 and 4 o'clock.
Yes.
You can go to the website. And, by the way, those guys are going to be here tomorrow. So, we're going to have some of their alcohol on the show. But Whitmire's.com, WHITMEYERS.com. Go to the page there. You can book a tour. And you know what else you can do? The holidays are coming. How about you want to have your holiday party? You want to have a bachelor party? Something like that? Well, guess what? You can rent the venue right there. Whitmire's is 100% veteran-owned and operated, which is a great thing to know on day after Veterans Day. They have so many terrific products to choose from. The peach whiskey, the Texas whiskey, the sassafras gin. They've also got special whiskey releases that are only available at the distillery. And you can also go to the distillery and buy bottles. And, of course, there's the Space City Vodka, which is my absolute favorite vodka ever. Go check them out. Go take the tour. See what they're about. Houston's first distillery. And they've got so many great products. And it's never – the cool thing I like when I go in there, I never know what they're going to have that you can only get there. And Travis Whitmire makes so much fantastic alcohol. You got to go check it out. It's Whitmire's.com, WHITMEYERS.com. They're not too far from Sam Houston Race Park on the northwest side. Give them a try. You'll love it, no matter what it is, whether it's the Texas whiskey, the peach whiskey, the Space City vodka, any of their great whiskeys, or it's their specialty ones. Check them out. Whitmire's Distilling, Houston, Texas.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, 713-780-ESPN. Georgia Tech already up 7-0 on a pass play, of all things.
Well,
who would have thought?
Who would have seen that coming?
A couple things from the text line I wanted to get to.
Okay. A lot of people asking more about, they want to know more about Jong's sex life.
Well, you know what? And let's get to that because this transitions from it.
Okay.
One guy says, I agree with Fred. I could give two bleeps who my ex ends up with. And then 936, of course, which is by far our worst text number. Fred is such a liar or lame or something. Thanks for keeping it real, AJ and Jong. Well, first off, I'm not lying that I don't care. Maybe it makes me lame. But here's one thing that...
You're welcome for keeping it real, though.
Yeah, well, here's one thing I would say. Why do you care? If somebody doesn't want you, then you fretting over who she's with, how does that benefit you? Somebody doesn't want me, guess what? Hey, it was great. Thanks. See you. Good luck. I'm moving on to the next one.
But is the good luck a real good luck? Or is it like a...
No, it's I could give a bleep what happens to you if you walk...
Good luck. I hope your next boyfriend gives you syphilis.
No, I don't care about her next boyfriend. If a car runs her over, that's okay. I don't care. Why would I care about that? Why do people spend so much time in life worrying about things that they can't control? I can't control who she's going to bang when we break up. Why do I care? I can control who I'm going to bang. So that's what I'm going to focus on. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I'm sure I was that way 20 years ago, but at this stage in my life, why would I waste time on things that are out of my control?
I don't know, but I do like to the past fail.
Well,
I think it is human nature.
Aren't you confident enough in yourself that they're failing by not having you anyway?
Well, yeah.
Okay then. It's the same thing.
I want them to really suffer.
See, I just don't care. They're suffering enough by not having me around anymore. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you go Go find whatever you want. I don't care. You wind up with J.J. Watt? Great.
John, what do you think about this? Have so many people to be interested in your sex life. Why? What is so fascinating about
this? This is kind of disturbing.
What does that? I mean, do you think it's kind of cool?
No, not really. I think I want to keep it private.
Because people like they're not really concerned at all about Fred and I's sex life. Nobody wants to know anything about it.
It's probably because you guys are married.
Maybe so.
And this is probably the first serious girlfriend I've had in quite some time.
Or ever?
Ever. Yeah. This is the longest relationship I've ever been in.
Yeah.
It's coming up on 2 years.
So people are curious about it. They like to know like to know how you're keeping it fresh.
I don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say?
What are the questions? maybe I made a mistake by asking what are the questions.
Well, I'll just give you one. And the guy essentially wants to know how many different positions you use. Or is it strictly missionary? Or do you have...
How
many
business.
Tools are in your toolbox is what the guy wants to know. And I'm not going to lie. I want to know too, John.
This is very weird.
Everyone wants to know.
How about you guys answer that first?
You know, like when I first met my wife, there was a ton of positions in the rotation. And now we've pretty much narrowed it down to like... The core probably four or five that really work for us. Because that's what happens when you're with someone long enough. You figure out what works the best, what doesn't. And I'd say we're down to about four or five strong moves. Every once in a while we'll throw in like a sixth. That's like when your catcher's giving you signs.
Yeah.
Every once in a while they'll call for that Ephus pitch. And it's like, you really want me to throw this thing? Are you sure you want me to throw this? I could just give you the fastball or the curve or the slider or even a changeup, maybe a knuckleball. You really want that Ephus? Okay, here comes the Ephus. Sometimes that's how you do it. But what about you, John?
Sometimes it doesn't go over the plate?
Sometimes it doesn't go over the plate, but sometimes it does. You know, you never know. You never know till you try.
I guess I would say
you can brag. It's okay, John.
Okay, I try to be Carlos Beltran in his prime.
Yeah,
a little bit of everything.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Okay, that's solid, man. That's solid. So you're not gonna give us the number of positions that are in your arsenal.
I can't. Not that off the top of my head.
Have you used a book?
No, we haven't.
Okay, so it's all you're just coming up with these things
off
the dome.
It's all about feel.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, have you ever looked into a book and like seen what might work or like giving ideas?
Not since we've been together, but I mean, well, that was a little curious when I was younger.
Right.
You know, when I wasn't getting any.
Did you use a book or did you use pornography?
No, I mean, like I would go to like Barnes and Nobles and there'd be a section where you have the, what are those, Kama Sutra?
The Kama Sutra, yeah.
Yeah, I flipped through that once or twice.
And did you remember some of those moves?
No. Because those are very, very strange and weird.
Okay. All right. Do you guys do any tantric stuff where you try to hold out as long as you can?
Well, what do you mean hold out?
Like in tantric sex, like you try to make it last as long as possible. Is that a thing for you?
I try to find a middle ground, not too fast, not too long.
Okay.
Because I've heard.
What's the cutoff time for you? Like where it's like you think it's going too long?
30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good number.
Yeah.
If it lasts longer than 30 minutes, my wife is like, what the hell's going on with you?
I think that's most women.
Did you drink a whole bunch of whiskey or something? What's happening? What about you, Fred?
She gets irritated.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, I've been done for 10 minutes. Do you mind?
Right.
Yeah, most women, I think, feel that way, or at least the ones that I've talked to.
Thanks for being so open with us, John.
I think the people,
thanks for sharing.
People
are
appreciate
happy
that, man.
This was a very strange segment.
Listen, people want to know about John. Get to know John's segments.
If you're not a little uncomfortable.
Some people were asking about Teresa's underwear, but I didn't think that was appropriate to bring up on the air. I thought sexual positions that you like to use was much
more appropriate.
More
appropriate than underwear?
Yeah.
Are you a boxers or briefs guy?
I'm a boxer brief guy.
Oh, me too.
Me too. Yeah, those are cool.
What I don't like, and this is what's happened to me today. When I went to the gym, my gym bag, all I had left for underwear in my gym bag was tights, which normally I only wear to work out in, but it was either that or put on my, you know, that was my only option, or to go with no underwear. So because the tights that I had worn previously were super sweaty, so the only clean drawers I had were these tights. So that's what I'm wearing now, and it's not the most comfortable,
So taking you off your game at all?
A little bit. It makes it, it just mashes everything together, you know, and it's a little bit uncomfortable. See, but I'll make it.
I was a boxers guy since before me and Teresa started dating, and then she introduced me to boxer briefs, and she said, and she said, you should try these, and I can't go back, and when I run out of my, if I don't do laundry and run out, I reach for my boxers, and it just feels weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you've gotten just enough of that house with the the boxer length, it's you can't go back.
No, you can't.
Good question from 832 talking about, Fred, does it matter if it's a mother or your children? Only in terms of how that person treats your kids. I don't care about the ex with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should care about that, definitely. Because that person's going to be a part of your kid's life. So that's a different animal. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Jesus, this show's gone by fast. We only have one segment left? Damn. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I need a shot again. That's sweet
adrenaline. ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Open your hearts to needy children in the Houston area this holiday season and join Gow Media and Neighbors Emergency Center in our Toys for Tots Toy Drive. We'll hold a special Saturday toy drop at Neighbors Emergency Clinic in Crosby from 2 until 4. Drop off your unopened, unwrapped donations. You'll get to enter to win an autographed Dwight Howard jersey and help us bring joy to all tots this year. And the HD
tots.
Tots, yes.
Who's feeding tater tots?
Well,
or who's giving tater joy
tots,
to them?
Tater tots are lonely, AJ. They're lonely creatures. Seems and they need foolish. Your love.
I'm not buying a toy for something I'm just going to eat in the long run anyway.
Yeah. These are stale tater tots. You probably won't eat them.
Well, I'm not going to buy toys for someone to throw in the trash either.
This is just on the verge of becoming an incredibly inappropriate conversation about tots. So let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Can we agree to stop calling children tots?
I'm okay with that, except
I guess that, like, Toys for Tots, you almost have to. But the word tots should strictly be used on potato products, in my opinion.
Why not toddlers? Toddler makes more sense, right?
Yeah.
You don't eat toddlers.
Tots, though, that applies to ages, you know, up until like, what, 7, 8?
I don't even know.
When do kids stop being tots?
I don't know. As soon as they start talking.
I guess so. It's all very confusing to me, but.
Well, unfortunately, you're going to have to deal with the fact that it's Toys for Tots.
Okay.
How about this? I know that's what it's called. I would say Toys for Kids.
Toys for Kids. I'm okay with that.
Little kids won't get toys if we don't get them for them. So just drop off your unopened, unwrapped donations. All
that's
good.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right. We ready for Hoffman on Hollywood then?
I hope so. I mean, otherwise you're going to keep talking about eating tots, and that's just going to be wrong.
Sorry. All right. Where should we start? I don't even know where to start. Let's start with a death. This is sad.
All we are is dust.
Are you a Motorhead guy?
I'm indifferent.
Okay.
There's some stuff I like, some stuff,
Phil Taylor, the filthy animal, they called him, the drummer on Motorhead's first 7 albums, including Overkill and Ace of Spades, died Wednesday night, 61 years old.
It's a good run for a rocker.
Not bad, man.
You notice those guys either all die at like 61 or they live... They're Keith Richards. They just live forever.
Joined Motorhead in 75, left the band in 84, only to return in 87, and remained on the kit until 92. He reunited with Motorhead during their concert in 2014 in England. Passed away on Wednesday at the age of 61. Doesn't give details on how he died, but, I mean, if you hit 61, I mean, that's just... Does it really matter? You're dead.
You're going to guess natural causes.
Over 60, to me, if you die over 60, you had a good run.
No, if you're a rock star and you died over 60, you had a good run.
No, 60 in general is pretty much...
I think 75 is a good run.
75 is old.
No, 80 is old.
If you go past 60, you lived a full life.
75.
You're just saying that because you know you're knocking on... You're knocking on heaven's door.
I'm not anywhere near 60.
All right.
Not anywhere near it yet.
the former child actor who was the voice of Charlie Brown in the beloved Peanuts TV specials has pled guilty to making criminal threats. 59-year-old Peter Robbins entered pleas on Tuesday. He's facing 4 years and 8 months in prison. This is actually kind of sad. Authorities say Robbins threatened to harm a mobile home park manager and San Diego County Sheriff Bill Gore, offering $50,000 to have Gore killed. Robbins said his threat stemmed from bipolar disorder and paranoid schizophrenia.
Well, who wouldn't be paranoid after Lucy pulled that ball out from
2 years ago, Robbins pleaded guilty to threatening a former girlfriend and her plastic surgeon. I can only imagine why. But is it sad to know that the guy who played Charlie Brown grew up to be a guy who's threatening to harm the manager of his mobile home park? Not, that's not good. And finally,
I would have thought that a pig pen, actually.
Yeah. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is cast in The Walking Dead. He's from Batman vs. Superman, Watchmen. He's going to join the cast as a villainous guy named Negan. So we'll see how that works out. And I'm cutting it short because I talk too much about other stuff.
That's all right. We got some insight into Jong.
We did learn about Jong.
So, Jong, thank you for sharing today. You get an A+.
What's coming on next, Jong, tonight?
HD Show.
All right.
Fred Davis and Henry Thomas sitting out there getting ready to jump in here. All right. We'll be back here tomorrow. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
It's all about the game and how you play it.
ESPN 97.5.